This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
That's Halsey's Nightmare. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It's Nick hanging with you. Matt, you're also here too, filling in for Readers. Reader, I should say. Speaking of nightmares, I had a weird morning this morning. I gotta tell you something. I woke up at 4 o'clock and I looked at my phone and I went, oh boy, I didn't set an alarm this morning.
I bet you were absolutely scrambling because you were still here before I was, and that says something, right?
Actually, no. I wasn't scared at all because I've got this weird thing now. Like, I've been doing this long enough, sleeping, waking up early long enough, that I just wake up at 4 o'clock no matter what, even on the weekends. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I should be happy about that or not. Like, because even on weekends, I wake up super early. Sleeping in for me is like 6 a.m.
Well, it's a good, I guess, backup plan. And if you're, if you're used to doing it and if you got things on the go, right?
So yeah, true. Have you ever slept through or not set an alarm and was late the next day?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've had that happen a few times. It hasn't happened since moving out here, but definitely back in Calgary, I've had that happen quite a few times.
Did you ever have to, like, make it up to somebody? Because I'll let you know right now, the policy on Fox FM mornings is if you're late for work, you have to buy the other person breakfast. And I've had to buy some breakfast McMuffins for Reader every once in a while in my time. I'm not ashamed to admit that. But did you ever have, like, a rule like that? If somebody was late, they had to buy coffee for everybody?
Nothing like that. No, it was just, you know, kind of like the walk of shame when you come on in late, and that was kind of enough for everyone. So
just the head down.
Yeah. Like, well, okay, no eye contact.
I did make it today to work. Don't worry. I it's impossible for me to sleep in at this point now because I just wake up so early, though. But yeah, I wanted to know, do you use your phone or an alarm clock for your alarm?
I use my phone.
You use your phone? Okay. You don't have, like, a backup or anything?
Well, the phone's kind of is my backup here, because say the power goes out,
yeah,
with the alarm clock, I got, unless my phone's charged, I got nothing else, right?
So yeah, that makes sense. Well, if you guys are just getting up this morning, hopefully you remembered to set an alarm, and if you didn't, well, we can just do an alarm for you.
Nick and Reader are excited that the Seattle Kraken are named after the sound Reader's knees make. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
The Killers, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. It's early on a Wednesday morning. Nick here, and Matt's also filling in for Reader, who's away on holidays. Matt, what's the temperatures looking like right now?
Hot, 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 and again, hot.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a hot one today, guys. There's a heat warning in effect once again. We're looking at highs of around 34 degrees today. That's going to be a pretty warm one.
And people thought yesterday was warm.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, my word.
I spent a little bit of time outside yesterday in the afternoon just reading a book in the shade, and I'm grateful that I had the shade because, boy, was it warm outside yesterday.
You had the shade. I did. I was running a soccer practice yesterday, and it was, the boys and I, we had a warm one out there, yeah. That's for sure. A lot of water breaks.
If you guys got practice tonight, make sure you pack some orange slices for the guys for
more water.
But yeah, it is going to be a hot one today too, so keep in mind, if you're going to be working outside or if you're out and about today, make sure you stay safe. Sunscreen, very important. Are you the kind of guy that's too cool for sunscreen, Matt?
Not. Like, I use it maybe early on in the summer, and then after a point, I just don't really burn after that. So
I maybe it's just my body type, because I burn very easily, so I always rock sunscreen no matter where I go, kind of thing, even if it's just on my face or something if I'm gonna be outside. But one thing I would really love today, and I was thinking about this as we were talking, it's gonna be a hot one: ice cream.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna say drink water, you know, find some shade, wear some sunscreen, all that good stuff too, but you know what, just get yourself some ice cream.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I think I know where I'm stopping on the way home today.
Well, is it a far drive from home to the grocery store for you? Because you don't want it to melt by the time you get home.
It's not too anywhere here in Yorkton isn't that far of a drive. Let's be honest. At least what I'm used to.
When it comes to ice cream, actually, speaking of ice cream, we were talking, Patrick posted on Facebook yesterday, he spends money on ice cream. He says that's the one thing that he likes to spend. We were talking about this earlier this morning, or yesterday, about things that you'd spend money on in the grocery store.
Right.
Didn't even think about ice cream.
Yeah, I could see that one. I mean, you could go to specialty ice cream shops to get that right flavor.
I spend money on ice cream, man. I totally do that. So whether it's ice cream, shade, water, or sunscreen, guys, take care out there. It's going to be a hot one today.
Nick and Reader want to expand their media empire beyond the show and podcast. We laugh too. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Scott Hellman, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It's Wednesday morning. Nick here, and Matt's also here, filling in for Reader, who's on holidays. And all week long, we've been taking advantage of Matt because you, sir, have an encyclopedic knowledge of hockey. I would consider you a hockey expert. So it's time for Matt's NHL recap. Before we talk about today's games, my dude, you went pretty good yesterday. You were,
I say, what was it, 3-4 yesterday?
Yeah, you were 3-4.
I think the only team that let me down is my hometown team.
Yeah, the shout-outs to the Capitals, you called that, and shout-outs to the Flames for losing. But
oh, thanks.
We've got five games today, and all but one could be the last game of the series.
Yeah.
All right,
crazier
Matt.
Crazier day. I think two of these series will wrap up.
10 a.m. this morning, Columbus Blue Jackets taking on Tampa Bay Lightning. Who you got?
Well, this is a chance for Tampa Bay to put away some previous demons, especially from last year. Although I think Columbus still has one more game in them. I'm going to say Columbus pushes it to a game six.
Right on. Coming up later this afternoon, 2 o'clock, Hurricanes and Bruins. Boston leads 3-1.
Boy, does Carolina's psyche look bad right now. I think Boston's in Carolina's head. This is one of the two series I think will wrap up tonight. Boston for winning five games.
All right. The fifth game for today, or should I say game five for these guys, it is Arizona taking on Colorado at 3:30 p.m. Colorado leads 3-1.
In the last game was a huge blowout. I don't know if today will be a blowout, but I expect Colorado to move on to the
Let's
conference semifinals.
Pour one out for our homies in Arizona. Also, 6 p.m. today, this is one I'm watching, Montreal taking on Philadelphia.
And you're not going to like me on this one. I think Carey Price still has one more game where he's just going to go into absolute god mode.
Okay.
Interesting fact, 3 of the 4 games have had shutouts in them in this series. It's been a while since we last saw anything like that. Will there be a shutout today? I don't know, but I think Price will put on a first start performance and push it to a game six.
And finally, we have the Canucks taking on the Blues. That series tied 2 games apiece.
And this series kind of got flipped on its head here. It looked like the Canucks were just going to roll over St. Louis. St. Louis won the last 2 games. They look to have the momentum, but day off here. I expect Vancouver to come back strong. I'm going to go with Vancouver in this one.
All right, the picks are locked in. We're going to find out how right he is tomorrow. What are you excited for when it comes to NHL playoffs? Who are you cheering for? Let us know. Call or text 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Intentions. Wednesday morning. It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM. Nick hanging with you. Matt, you're also here filling in for Reader, who's away on holidays this week. And Matt, I got a question for you. I was out and about yesterday, and I went to some place to stop and do some errands. And I, of course, sanitized my hands, but I forgot to bring my own hand sanitizer because I usually keep a little bottle in my pocket, right?
Okay.
So I used the one that was available for me. And I got to tell you, the smell was not very pleasant of the hand sanitizer that I used.
What way?
I got some major flashbacks to my 20th birthday because it kind of smells like tequila. Have you ever come across hand sanitizer that kind of smells like tequila?
No, I haven't there. That's unusual to say the least.
Maybe, well,
I mean, I know it's alcohol based.
There's a lot of alcohol based hand sanitizers out there. So you're going to get a small alcohol smell on some hand sanitizers, but like.
And yours apparently was
this
made from tequila.
One smelled like tequila. And I got to admit, I'm not the best when it comes to doing tequila. So my stomach started going, hey, what's going on, man? And I was like, no, don't calm down. It's just hand sanitizer. Don't worry about it. I'm not putting
you
through
that. Get that knee jerk reaction all of a sudden. It's no.
I've never come across that before because the hand sanitizer that I use is usually smells like aloe or something or like a perfumey kind of smell too. But yeah, this time around, just straight
tequila.
You
never know what you're going to get in those.
You know what? It could just be tequila as well too. Like if you want to make some.
You're washing your hands with tequila now.
Yeah, some homemade hand sanitizer.
There
we go. Just make some gelatin and some tequila and then you can. Oh, that sounds like a terrible idea. You'd be smelling like a 19th birthday. Ugh.
Don't put that Q-tip in your ear.
Put some Fox FM mornings with Nick and Reader in there.
That sounds dandy. It's more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Oh. Fox FM with Cage the Elephant. We're after 8 o'clock or 9 if you are in Manitoba. Nick here and Matt. You're also filling in for Reader who's on holidays. Looking towards a warm day today in the listening area. A heat warning in effect as well, too.
Yeah, and temperature's already up to 20 degrees right now. High's expected to be about 34 in the Yorkton region. And, yeah, heat waves from, you name it, Brandon, Swan River, all the way over to Saskatoon, further west than that here. The prairies are going to get scorched today.
It's going to be a hot one, guys, so be sure out there, if you are out and about, to stay cool, stay hydrated. Matt, I wanted to ask you, how do you stay cool on a hot day like this? So you're going home today. It's like, you know, in the afternoon, peak heat, peak sunshine. What do you do to stay cool?
Very easy in the house. Lots of water. I do have an AC unit. It's the first time I've ever had a unit like that in a place. So I guess a little bit of use at times, okay. Especially at night. So
This is how I like to stay cool. And I don't know. This may not be a real thing, but I'm trying to convince myself that it is. hot tea. That's what I do.
I feel like you told me this before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's what I do when it's too hot outside. I always get a glass of hot tea or something, because you drink something hot, your body's like, whoa, I'm getting a little bit too hot, and then it starts to cool itself down. I think that's how it happens. I'm not a doctor. I just pretend to be one on the radio. But does that make sense to you? Like drinking a hot beverage to cool yourself down on a hot day?
Well, if you think about it, it's similar to people minus 30 drinking Slurpees, right?
Exactly.
So why not work the other way around?
Yeah, so if you see me and Matt enjoying a nice little tea party outside and in nothing but our underwear because it's going to be 34 degrees out, well, now you know why. We're trying to cool down. And we hope that you guys are listening out there and you're going to stay cool today as well, too. It's going to be a hot one.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. I like that.